Yo,
yes, sir.
We back at it. We back, bro.
Once so, again,
I'd like to welcome everybody to, as you heard in the intro, welcome to the BBK podcast. Today, I got a Brody with me, of course, as always, the goated co-host.
Per usual.
He goes by Lev.
On who? Oh. Good God. Groovy. Sock it to me. Doing on, numbers. Man. Splendid.
30s. We're 30s. Pulling from Oracle Arena.
From the parking lot.
From the parking lot.
On my mother.
Got a boy laundry in the building, man. I can't wait. I get the sound effects in. Clap. You do little clap shits or whatever. Get lit. So listen, right? So before we get to today's topic, y'all. Of course, a couple things have changed a little bit. Some things, everything always happened with us. And always happened. So by now, my website, our website, will have been up for the podcast. Honestly, this episode was supposed to be the second episode of it being on the website. As you guys can see, it's not on the website yet. the website's not even up yet. Granted, everything's paid for, everything's ready. I just gotta like crunch out. But of course, we always going through some personal stuff. And again, before I dive into that, I just want to say for the website, y'all will hear a. You guys will hear a pre-recorded episode that we did for the opening of the website.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
Granted, all of you, of course, like some of these are pre-recorded. Granted, this shit's like fresh out. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just did this shit. Just did this shit like literally just now. So like it's not even like, oh, I've been holding on this shit for weeks. Like, nah, nigga, like fucking like I literally just did this shit. It's like 10 something right now. So if y'all hearing this probably tomorrow or whatever. I literally just put this out. So the one that's gonna be when the website drops is a pre-taped, I say what? 3 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago?
I say closer to like 2.5.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't think it was a full month.
I think it's
been a couple.
It's more than 2 weeks.
It's been at least two.
Yeah.
It's
at least 3 weeks prior before this one. So, but yeah, man, I just to show y'all that, like, you know, we were just saying on the phone, man, everybody go through things, bro. We really.
You're OD. Laughing emoji.
Laughing emoji.
Laughing emoji.
Like we really go through things, bro. Like we really go through things, and like we're gonna share. Like I'm gonna try to be like as vague as possible, cause I like being transparent with everybody. And of course, on here, like I haven't got a chance to talk to this person, and one of the Brodies, about the situation that's going on. And like I said, we're gonna talk about it. But we're gonna talk about like, the main, like the overview of everything, like where I guess, like I say we at, but more so me, like where I'm at with things, to where like. I'm just diving and say it. Like, I'm at that part where, I'm in this space where I've really been able to sit down and I've realized a couple things with a couple situations. And what I've come to realize is that people only do things to you that you allow them to do. And we're diving into that. And what I mean by that is, Let's say there's a situation to where you're not, you know, you situations. Let's say you're dealing with a person, and you and this person had this falling out. That person may have said disrespectful things to you or about you or about whatever that you've shared with them, right? And you took that shit on the chin. You decide to not even retaliate or whatever. You may have been like, okay, I'm gonna let this one slide. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna let it slide. You ain't gonna talk about it too much. You ain't gonna feel it, so you're just gonna let it slide. Now, then you come to another situation, right? You go to another person. That person may know, well, that person knows about that previous situation that you had. They know about that. And they don't do exactly what that person does, but they do something on a borderline of that type of level of disrespect. I don't want to say disrespect, but pretty much, no, I'm saying disrespect. So if you want to say that level of disrespect that person do, right? Then they come back to you and they say, yo, I'm sorry, bro, I ain't mean it. That person is a liar. Right? And I'm going to tell you why I now say that person is a liar. I say that person's a liar strictly because they knew what they were doing. Right? Not even because of not because of like y'all cool, but it's because like they know of that previous situation. They only did it because they were like, oh, well, he let or she let this person do and say this type of disrespectful shit. So that means I can, because guess what? I'm even closer to him or her than that person was. So therefore, I can do this stuff and not face repercussions. And I'm here to say that's far from the fucking case.
And or the understanding will be different because of the close interaction.
It'll be
brushed over a little bit easier.
Yeah,
and it'll be brushed over. The thought is that it'll be brushed over a little bit easier.
And all reality,
but you guys will find out about it in the, when he drops the previous podcast. A lot of the things that we're talking about is based off of morals and principles. And it's like
cold, man. It's a cold.
It's like cold too. It just is non-existent anymore in this day and age. And it's only few and far and in between from a few people that not only understand it, but live by it and stand on it and respect it.
I ain't get shit for being loyal. Real niggas don't get rewarded. Man, T. Grizzly said that shit best, man. Tell y'all, man. T. Grizzly said that shit best, bro. I ain't get shit for being loyal. Real niggas don't get rewarded. And again, I was telling Andre earlier, I hate describing myself as a quote unquote real nigga. I don't like that term. It's not a term like I like to use in any way.
Neither do I. I think it's better vernacular that I can come up with. That I can use to describe myself.
No, exactly. But it's just the fact that like, I don't like me myself. Like I'm a real nigga. I don't like. I would like if somebody was to call me a real nigga, I would like that better than calling myself a real nigga. You get what I'm saying? Because I feel like that's like you know what I'm saying. My hair blown up, my hair pumped up. You feel me? And I don't. That's not the case. But I'm saying, but I'm gonna have to pump my head up right now. I'm gonna say this like I'm a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm a real nigga. Like, and when I say that. I mean, like, I'm a real nigga when it comes to, like, certain things, bro. Like, you ain't never gonna catch me, you know what I'm saying, backdooring one of my people, bro. Like, I would never.
Period.
I would never backdoor one of my people, bro. It's not worth it. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Like, there's not a person except for God. And probably my moms that I could probably put between my guys, me and my guys, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't never backdoor my niggas, bro. If I call them family, bro, I can't backdoor them. I can't do them wrong, bro. Openly and knowingly doing them wrong, I can't. Like I'm talking about like, and I'm saying even on truth. I'm not saying this ever happened. We in this situation. I'm talking about some like if one of them is in a jam and the police like get them up, or you gotta do. I gotta do that because ain't no way I'm gonna backdoor my man, bro. Like, ain't no way I'm gonna backdoor my man. Like, I ain't never decided to backdoor any of my niggas, bro. Like, there's not one nigga I know that can tell you, like, oh yeah, he snicked me. And we was boys.
And I'm gonna keep it. And I'm gonna keep it with you, too.
Whether we boys or not, I ain't never backdoor nobody. I ain't never.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I'm so solid, bro. I don't even have to know you. I have no. I'm too genuine and I'm too thorough with what it is that I do to backdoor anybody, whether I know you or not. There's no reason for it.
And the most like I say there's I mean, no the reason like I say for is when it. I was fucking on that one bitch. She had a boyfriend. It's the mother, but it ain't my fault.
I mean, we could always sit back and come up with these little things. Like we all, like everybody has a moment or two where you could say that it falls into the category. But I'm talking about like. Well thought out.
Yeah.
Gave it some thought.
Made a decision
that I was going to move a certain way. And actually, I'm not talking about a spur of the moment. Like you just made a split decision and you did something. Because at that point, we could say, who's to say that anybody can really say what they're going to do in that split second? Because you don't know until it happens. Perhaps. But I'm talking about literally sitting down, being thorough about your shit. And it's like, okay, I'm gonna formulate an ideology in my head. That I'm going to move this way, and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to connect these dots and dot these T's and put these lines together, and then I'm going to backdoor somebody, whether I know them or whether I don't know them, bro. It's no need for
I really to me, I really believe in like karma. I really believe in karma. Like, I believe whatever you put out in this world, that's what you get back. So that's what I mean by that. I've been seeing a lot of people like, oh man, why me, man? Like, why does that happen to me? Well, what have you done to cause this? You know what I'm saying? Like, what have you done to cause this reaction to happen to you? It ain't God. Like, bro, this that negative shit you put in the air. And when y'all out here, like, you know what I'm saying? People be finessing these people. You thinking that shit funny. Like, in the time being, it may be funny in the time being. But guess what, though? That shit gonna come back 10 times harder, bro.
And even when we sit down and we talk about, God, bro, because I have a relationship with God. I'm Christian. I'm religious. And I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, bro. I'm judged twice as hard as anybody else that doesn't know who God is, because I know right from wrong. Mm-hmm. I know when I'm doing something right, and I know when I'm doing something wrong mentally. I also feel it. I feel when I'm doing something right, and I also feel when I'm doing something wrong. So the consequences that come behind that with karma, and again with me, with me moving with God overseeing my steps and where it is that I'm going to catch it twice as hard as anybody else.
Yeah, because like you say, you know right from wrong, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Now, granted, you can sit back and be like, oh, well, you know, you're only doing right because you know you're going to get caught up. Yes, that is true. But also at the same time, it's not my heart. Yeah. It's not my heart. I don't care how bad my life is. I don't care how broke I am. I don't care how broken I am. Not saying that I am right now, but I'm saying it doesn't matter what I'm going through in life, bro. I'm never going to use any chance of moment of opportunity where I could one up something or pimp a situation to my benefit for any reason, whether I know somebody or not, that I'm just going to sit back and do that, bro. I'm just not that caliber of person. Touch. I'm just not, man. I'm a man. I'm a man, and I stand by what I believe in, and I stand on truth. I stand on truth. I live it, not just my own, but what actual principle and morals are. I don't need you to like. That's like, I don't need you as my brother to come to me and be like, "Yo, Dre, that was fucked up."
And what I'm saying, it should never come to that point where somebody has to come and correct you. You yourself have to know that.
Yeah.
And if you don't know,
you a liability. Yeah,
because then at this point we have grown too old to not know the outcome of our decisions that we do. We too old for that.
And if you don't know, you shouldn't be in a position where you're making said decisions.
No way.
That's just like, bro, like, I can't sit back and do some shady shit. And literally, just like what we was talking about earlier, bro, I could sit back and do some shady shit. And if I'm in the wrong, I'm going to go to that person. I'm going to be like, look, yo, you ain't got it. Like, you might cut me off. You might not fuck with me no more. You might not even respect me no more as a man. But at the end of the day, I'm going to come to you and I'm going to tell you what I did was shady. What I did was fucked up. I shouldn't have did that shit. I know I'm wrong. And you accept the consequences that come with that, because everything has a cause and effect. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter who it's involved with. Everything has a cause mm-hmm. and effect. And you can't sit back and dictate to somebody else how they're going to respond to decisions that you made just because you want everything to be all good and gravy. But that also goes on the other hand. If I know I didn't do some fucked up shit, I'm not gonna address Parks. It.
And when I said it, so we're gonna dive in the situation is about. We haven't had our chance to speak on it, so therefore I ain't even gonna use no names, of course. I use no names and all like that. But I just wanna say that, like, this is not me dissing. At the end of the day, you my brother. At the end of the day, not, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to tell this about my blood brother. But it's my brother, you know what I'm saying? It's one of my guys, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's one of my guys. So it's nothing like that. I'm not dissing. I really want niggas to feel where I'm coming from now. Because at this point, it's gotten to a point, and now with this person by this in journal, it's gotten to a point where I have sat back and I've realized I've let a lot of things slide let a lot of people, you know, brush by, doing a little shady shit they done to me. I let it slide and I've forgiven them. But in reality, it's like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still full of ways towards that person or to whoever. I still feel a ways to that person. And I may, and now you may see me move a bit differently because at that point, not saying the trust is fully broken, but that trust right there is shattered a little bit. It ain't the same no more because at the end of the day, like,
because now I can't trust your judgment.
And it's all because everybody can say, you can say, like, I'm your boy, I'm your man, I'm this and that. But if your actions don't line up for what you say, I can't trust that. And at the end of the day, when we die, all we got is our word, bro. End of the day, all we got is our word. If I give you my word, I'm going to come through with that. I ain't going to give you my word if I ain't going to come through with that. You get what I'm saying? Ain't no point in me putting that, because at that point, it's going to put my reputation out on the line.
Even if it's a maybe, I'm giving you a no.
Because
I can't stand on it.
So for that, you know what I mean? So for that situation, it's like, hey, I kind of got to be like, you know, we could sit back and we could say we this and we that and we da-da-da-da-da. But at the end of the day, man, them actions ain't prove that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not no diss or none of that. The love is still there. But it's just like, at this point, like, I really want niggas to feel where I'm coming from. And, of course, this situation, everybody going to be like, oh, it's only this, it's only that. I'm going to tell you, like, once we break it down, it's a lot deeper than what you think it is. A lot of people may not understand what we're saying because y'all don't got brothers that's not blood. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't have that luxury.
And or you don't live by principles. Facts.
So you want to understand where I'm coming from.
And that's really what a lot of it is. A lot of it is just the principle of shit.
Like me, like I'm never backdooring my dog, bro. Like I could never backdoor my dog, bro. I can't. And I'm gonna be honest, like I feel backdoored.
And the only reason why I have the space and I have the authority to speak over such a subject is because nobody has ever had to come to me to have this conversation.
Yeah, like this is like uncharted waters. Because I have but for like this type of situation to where like this ain't like no nigga I met in college. Like, nah, like this ain't like I met my man high school type shit, bro. That's one of my dogs, bro. Like one of my guys. Like we talk, woo, you know what I'm saying? That's my man. So I ain't never expect this or this type of situation to happen. I could never expect that. And I'm be honest, you know what I'm saying? He reached out, and I didn't feel a need to reach back because at the end of the day, it's not the time. You know what I'm saying? Ain't the time, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't a time for us to sit back and speak on a situation like this. Because they're like, it's the deep, it's the, and again, like everybody gonna think it's a little dumb shit. Like, no, it's not. Like, it's a deeper meaning.
And sometimes you don't even feel like, and again, like just like what you were saying earlier with like, you know, we got shit going on. Bro, like that's another reason why, and again, that's another reason why we sitting here talking about, you know, people will do what they do because you allow it to happen. And a lot of the times we end up letting shit slide because it's so much other stuff
we got going on.
I gotta pick battles, bro. And I can't spend the energy to address every little single thing. Like even for me personally, like some niggas think that, you know, I don't fuck with them no more. Some niggas think that I don't fuck with them no more. And it's not necessarily that's the case. Now, I can't honestly sit back and be like, well, I mean, you not really my boy and I'm not really your boy. You know, we cool or whatever. There's no animosity. There's no beef. And that's just the true honesty behind it. But at the same time, I don't have the energy to step out to even address that, to clear the air about that, Number one, because it's not a big enough issue to where I should have to clear the air. It should just be clear cut what it is. It shouldn't be anything more than that. And number two, it's so many other things going on that are so much more prominent than that, that are requiring my time, that I can't step away. I can't step away every time somebody feels some type of way about something for me to be like, hey, yo, that's not what it is. And that we grown. It's a lot of other things going on in life to where I have to address this, and I have to address this, and I have to address that, and I need to make, you got to make sure your bills is paid. You still got to make sure you got to go to work. You still got to make sure that you're reaching out to your family. You still have to make sure that you're doing the things every single day that you're supposed to be doing, that you have dedicated yourself to with the decisions that you've made. And I don't have time at the end of the day when I sit down and I get a couple hours to myself where I finally just get to breathe and sit down and relax. Like even right now, like we sitting down right now, recording right now. Bro, I'm fresh out of being at the gym for 4 hours, bro. My body is aching. I'm tired. I've been at work all day. On top of that, I went to the gym straight after I got out of work. But that didn't mean that I was stepping away from my responsibilities for the things that I had to do for myself. Yeah. So not saying that anything happened to me particularly today, but let's say some shit like that popped up today. I wouldn't have the time to address that.
Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? It's so much you got going on, bro. And yeah. This one of the situations to where, like, I gotta address it because it's like, bro, like, it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, that would fuck going like fuck is.
But even going deeper when we sit down and we talk about principle, bro, if you my brother, if you my peoples, and you know what my daily schedule is, you know the other things that I'm up against, you know the other things that I'm dealing with, you should know that you should be on your shit enough to the point of where you shouldn't be doing shit to where I even have to address you, because you know I don't have the time.
Yeah, the
you know
the,
I don't. The, you know what? You
the,
know
the
I
energy
don't have the
and
time.
None of that. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. it's different. It's different.
I shouldn't even have to stop my day to have that conversation with you, especially when you know everything else that's on my plate. You shouldn't be adding to that shit.
That's what I'm saying. So it's just like, bro, like, and with me,
especially when I'm not adding
me, like you said, like we I'm cutting out. I was cutting out a lot of the. I'm saying, yeah, that's how I was talking to you, but I'm cutting out a lot of the shit that, like, I was trying to, the unnecessary bullshit I was dealing with, you know what I'm saying? I'm cutting it out. I'm cutting it out slowly. Shit getting cut out slowly. So it's like, for me to be cutting that out and the turn I had to deal with this, it's just like, god damn, bro, like, you expecting to have so much energy back because you're removing so much of the bullshit, and then you got this and you like, well, like, I can't not address this because of the severity of it. So at this point, so now we here. It's time for me, like, you know, we talk about it. So this is the whole story. The whole thing is, one of my other brodies, he was looking to cop something. Cop a PS5, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. I got my one bro. I know he got one coming. I'm hit him, see how much he want for it. Boom, hit him. How much you want? 7. Say less. Cool. Hey, my bro, he says 7. I said, bet, let's do that. I said, that's a bet, bro. Let's get this shit popping. I'm like, we can get everything. She said, he's like, it's coming in. When it's coming in, we can get everything shipped out. As long as everything is, you know, paid by a certain date, because he had a trip going on and shit. So I told my bro, like, bro, had to bring it by this time. We're going to be good. He said, bro, that's a bet. That's next week. Let's get it popping. Cool. So at this point, talks about the deal. I've now solidified. We have a set price in line. Boom, 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 boom. Like, shit, it's all sealed, right? Just sealed. Now, so it does have to get shipped to us. Shipping was never talked about when a set price was made. To me, if a set price is made, if a price is talked about, therefore, that's all inclusive. Correct? Correct, right? If I say,
yeah.
I'm buying this, I'm going to get this to you. For X amount of money. That means everything all included. That's that money right there. Right? That's all that.
Yeah.
Amazon doesn't, you know, when you go shop on Amazon, you shopping online, you don't put an item in your cart, go to checkout, and then you like bought to slide your card, and they're like, oh, you got to pay for shipping. You know what I'm saying? That's not what happened. So shipping costs have never been never talked about. Cool. So we're thinking, all right, 7 even. So a week, probably like a week go by. PS5 is now landed, you know, where it's supposed to be. Who we buying from? So we're like, all right, bro, let's just try it. Let's have started then. And I get asked a question of, do you think he could pay for shipping? And we're like, no, because shipping wasn't part of the agreement that we first had. You get what I'm saying? Us playing with that was never part of the group we first had. So if it was, we wouldn't have a problem. It was, but at this point, it's kind of like we've had a week to get some type of dialogue on that. It is not the buyer's responsibility for that. It's all the seller's. Everybody knows that. You go on Walmart, you checking out, they tell you it's a shipping fee. You pay the shipping fee. Amazon, same way. They don't wait a week later before everything's about to go through to be like, oh yeah, can you pay for shipping? That's not how things operate. That was never discussed prior. So I say no, speaking on behalf of my brother, because at the end of the day, like, no, we're not paying that because, well, I would be. We agreed on this price. So that's when we get, that's when I hear about he has another deal for the same exact item lined up already. That person doesn't need to get shipped and give him the whole seven. So I'm like, so at this point, I'm feeling a bit of a ways because he's like, bro, at this rate, you got a deal with your boy lined up, but you went and got another back door. I get it. It's a business just in case, right? Just in case business, whatever. So I call my boy who's buying and I say, bro, he wants you to pay for shipping. What you want to do? He's like, no. I said, that's funny because I already told him no. That wasn't what we was going to do. He like, that wasn't a deal. I said, exactly. That was never the deal that we had. That's never the deal we had. Ooh. So I go back to my man's and I go, we're not paying for shipping, bro. So what you want to do? I read the text and it literally said, all due respect. And I instantly just put say less. I didn't even read the rest. Because at that point, I then realized what was going on. And it wasn't even like, oh, we mad off of not getting a... We ain't mad about not getting a PS5. What we're more mad about is, in the end, you're supposed to be my boy. You're supposed to be my brother. And you're doing business with my brother. Doing business like vice versa. If my brother who was buying from him was trying to do business with him and he was trying to sell him something. And then that's my brother. You got to look out for him. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm going to tell you, I need to look out. You got, it's like doing business with me.
It's not even about looking out. It's about upholding your axing price.
So at this point we here. You know what I'm saying? We here. And how I'm looking at it is like this. Doing business with him is like doing business with me. Right? And vice versa. And if Andre was trying to do business with a brother but selling the PS5, it's like he'd know that's like doing business with him because that's his boy. You get what I'm saying? That's his bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's like doing business like that, bro. So that's it's all family business that we're doing.
But even if it wasn't my bro, if you change shit up last minute, again, like it's the analogy I gave you before. It's just like Dak Prescott. That nigga's making $40 million a year every year on his contract. And let's say that we sit down, let's say he sits down with Jerry Jones on a Tuesday of any given week. He sits down with him on a Tuesday. They say, okay, we're going to sign for $40 million, right? And then I come back in on Friday to sign the paperwork and I read the dotted line and I realize I'm only getting 32 and the extra 8 is in the incentive of if we make the playoffs. But that's not the deal that you gave me
exactly on Tuesday. Now the deal has been
so altered. Now I'm severing all ties. Now I'm severing all ties with it because I don't even know what else you put in it.
Brent, he's just saying that's his analogy. We're not saying we're doing it, but I'm just he giving y'all the analogy of
which is I'm of, just of giving what, the analogy of how of like
we're gonna do business it's how you start. So anyway, so like I said, doing business with Brody is like doing business with me. At the end of the day, it's just like doing business with me, bro. And so when I asked the question, what you want to do? He said he won't go with the other person who won't give him the whole seven. Granted, we was going to give him the whole seven, but of course he was going to lose some of the seven because of a shipping fee. My thing is this now. See, so now this is where the problem this is the issue of mine comes in, right? Issue of mine is I look at it like this. You got somebody who you say you see like family and vice versa, right? You had that. You have a deal with them. There was an era of shipping never being mentioned. Okay. Before that even happened, you went and got another deal lined up. And I get it, business, just in case. Backup plan. But then you became had the option of either you're going to pick the person you're close with, that's like your family, or you're going to pick this person, I don't know their relationship, but to my knowledge, it's not somebody that, like, they was in tune with and saying to me. You feel me? At that rate, somebody has to get fucked over. You get what I'm saying? Who are you going to fuck over? Mm-hmm. In this instance, the boy, the person that's looked at as, oh, you like family or whatever, that person is the one that got fucked over. In my world, that would have never happened. Me personally, if I'm the decision maker, that would never happen. I would have taken a hit because at the end of the day, I told them this price, I can't come back and I can't change it last minute. And also two, I'm looking out for one of my bros, you feel what I'm saying? I'm looking out for an extended family member type shit. But that's what it is. You feel what I'm saying? That's how I look at things.
Yeah.
I don't look at it as, oh, I just ain't gonna pay for shipping. I look at it as like bread got picked over family. And mm-hmm. at the bottom line, that's just what it is. That's how, like, you can bring anybody, that's how it's gonna be looked at. Knowing the scope of the relationship and everything like that, that's really what it is. Bread got picked over me. I feel some type of way about that because I would never do that.
The bread it's ain't that not, important
bro.
At that point.
I'm not saying like we not cool, none of that shit. I'm saying like that I was taking I was honestly
because
I ain't never expect that.
Honestly, the bread's not more important. I just thought about this. Honestly, the bread's not more important than family, but you know what else the bread isn't more important?
What?
Then my word. I'm telling you, bro.
It can't be. It can't be.
Because I got to stand on something.
Again, I guess
I got to stand on something.
Oh, but they didn't give the word. When we say give you a word, we say this. If you say you're going to do something or you got a deal on that, that's giving you a word.
You follow through.
That's all of you ever noticed when them little like NFL players, when like right now, tampering free agency going on, right? Y'all probably seen everybody getting signed, right? I hope y'all know those aren't official signings yet. They're giving their word to attend to sign to that team. That player can make the decision himself to renege on that because he hasn't signed anything. That's not really giving his word. This is it's done deal. We're gonna get it done, bro. That's so bad. We're just waiting the next week. All right, cool. Let's get a pop, bro. We're gonna buy that shit.
But that bread not more important than me telling you, hey, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm okay with this. We're gonna rock with it. Even if it means I might lose out on the back end. If I'm going to lose on the back end, I'm gonna take that into consideration up front. I'm not gonna think about that later. I'm not gonna think about that later. And if I'm thinking about it later, 9 times out of 10, I was thinking about it up front. And
I'm being honest, they're getting a second deal. Like I get it, it's a business. Even that part, I don't want to be like, oh, I should have been included in that conversation. We should have been included in the conversation. But I mean, like, goddamn, like we waited to the day of for that to be a thing.
That's what I'm saying.
So this wasn't even like, I'm saying, like, this wasn't even like it just happened. No, this was like it was a calculated move. It looks that way. Look, it was a calculated move. And so therefore, like I said earlier, this ain't me dissing nobody. This is not disrespecting nobody at all. I just want niggas to really feel where I'm coming from. You know what I'm saying? Because far too many times, I've had situations to where I'll even talk about it. You know, me and a female friend, we had a falling out or whatever, right? They had a falling out, and it was things that took the social media. I didn't take it. It got taken. I took offense to it. I'm like, damn, we closer than that. Then be taking shit. You know what I'm saying? Taking shit to Twitter. We closer than that. We can like absolutely talk. Off that shit, we have a conversation. I sent her some shit. I didn't get a response, but I felt some type of way about it. And I was rightfully so. I felt some type of way about that because I'm like, damn, bro, like you disrespected me. Like, fuck is this? Like I said, we're tired than this, bro. You know what I'm saying? We like family. Yeah, you can't even respond to that type of message. And then you dissing me on Twitter, like, Kenny, like, what the fuck is that? Right? So the situation, that first situation I told you about, PS5, all this shit, that person know about the situation. A friend of ours asked, well, what happened to her? I don't want to hear from her no more. Like, what happened? I go, no comment. It go, she's trying to don't fuck with her no more because she did some fuck shit. He don't really fuck with her. Granted, that's not the case. No. Like, we, it says, you know what I mean? We work on shit, whatever. But my thing is this. How can you say that after you just did me dirty? You get what I'm saying? How can you sit back and be okay with saying she did me dirty when you just did the same thing? But again, you didn't see nothing wrong with it. And again, it was nothing. Like, the situation never... It was never wrong to him until I said, like, yo, I don't fuck with that shit. And I said it. I said, bro, I don't fuck with that shit. And she pulled with that. Like, I, you know what I'm saying? That shit was foul. I said disrespectfully, I don't believe I said disrespectfully. I said, I ain't fuck with that shit. I ain't fuck with that. I think that's foul. And then that's when it go, it didn't sit right with me. Da-da-da-da-da. Well, how can you say that? Because how it looks is, it was A-okay until I mentioned it that it was foul. Mm-hmm. For it to be like, oh yeah, my bad, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, until I mentioned that, that's when shit was like, oh, right, yeah, that was a little, you know what I'm saying? I don't like that.
And now it's a different story. Afterwards, like, I don't ever feel as though, I don't ever feel as though, like, I'll hear you, but, like, I can never take your word serious after I have to say something to you about
that you've
it.
Done.
For you to feel some type of way. Or for you to, it'd be something different if you came to me and you was like, hey, look, man, I don't think I was wrong, but, like, you know, I don't know if you feel right. Some type of way. You know, I was just thinking about it. You
but
know,
for things to be played, for things to be played, like, do, was, like, but, like, everything was peachy after it happened. I thought that was probably one of the most disrespectful shits.
That's the thing. And again, back to principle, bro. Like, that's kind of some of the things that, you know, not in this particular situation, but, like, even for myself, like, I feel some type of way about certain shit because, you know, I've had a couple times where some people, you know, came back around, like, not even came back around, like, just was in my presence and was trying to act cool with me and, you know, start conversation and be cordial when before that's not how it was. That's not how it was. It was different energy. It was different talk. It was different puffing your chest out and trying to act certain ways. And now all of a sudden, just because, you know, I ain't really address it. It's just whatever, some time that went on and now everything just supposed to be Joe Cool. And that's not the fucking case. Now, I'm not saying that that's the same situation that we're talking about right now, but just the principle behind it. I don't rock with shit like that. I don't rock with shit. If anything, if we're being completely honest, if anything, I'm watching you more closely behind some shit like that. Cause you two-faced.
Yeah.
Two-faced. You one way one minute, and then you another way another minute. And whichever way you are is whatever benefits you
have. That's what I'm saying. It's like, bro, like, I ain't never want things to get to, like, that point. But it's just like, bro, like, it's like, isn't that saying this situation? It was like a hell of a situation that I never went through to where, like, people close to me have done shit to me. I would never expect them to do, like, the Miami trip last year in January when that shit went down. And that man decided he wanted to say, fuck it, go home. I wouldn't have thought that. You know what I'm saying? But again, I guarantee you, you know what I'm saying? He probably thought we was going to be all well and good. We was going to be cool. We was going to be cool after. Yeah. Now, it's not the case, bro. Now you got to sit back and you got to really realize, you're like, I really did some fuck shit to that person, bro.
And I come off like that a lot to some people, too. You know, it's like, oh, you know, You know, Drake cool. You know, he don't really say too much.
He ain't
yo,
gonna he ain't trip.
Gonna,
yeah, he ain't gonna
he
trip.
Not gonna wild out. He ain't gonna. Yeah, he ain't gonna trip. Yo, he ain't gonna wild out. Oh, best believe, my nigga. Best believe, my nigga. You just might catch me at a time when I don't have the convenience of tripping on it. And because I have so much going on for myself, 9 times out of 10, that's the case all the fucking time. Which is why I hold people accountable after longevity kicks in, and I'm not Facts. Joe Cool with everybody. Because again, 9 times out of 10, you're gonna catch me at a time. If you do some shit, you're gonna catch me at a time where I can't trip out about it because there's too much other stuff going on. But you might just catch me on that one lucky day when everything is all peachy cream and cool on that 1/10th day. And then I let your ass have it. And then the next thing you know is, oh, yo, Dre tripping. Andre wilding right now. He tripping out, bro. Like, what you even mad for? It's been other shit that you didn't trip off like this. You tripping off this little shit, blah, 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 X, Y, Z. It's like, yeah, it's crazy how you can see that and how you made that analogy, how I'm tripping off the little shit, but I wasn't tripping off the big shit. And you think that that shit was cool, too.
And, like, when I'm saying with this shit, too, like, it ain't like this situation's the only thing, like, it's a lot of situations, and guess what? Them people know what it does know. And I even told Andre before we called, I was on the phone with somebody, and I told her what it was. Like, hey, listen, I'm at that rate now to where I've allowed you to do a lot of fuck shit towards me. So I've allowed you to. Like, me, like you really think I was gonna put up with it? Like, I allowed you to do this stuff. Not anymore. So therefore, you do X, Y, and Z again. I hope you will be prepared for that shit to be done for good.
For the cut,
because at that rate, I have now reached at that point with a lot of people. And again, I'm not saying any of this stuff.
Hey,
I'm not saying anybody. None of this stuff is intentional, because at the end of the day, some of this stuff looks intentional. It looks intentional because at this point, it looks cutthroat. It looks like I was dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, like they was trying to get this.
A lot of situations, not just look intentional. When you really dive in, when you really not thinking and not giving it too much thought to where you're overthinking it, but when you really think about, like, logically about certain situations, a lot of the literally shit looks intentional.
When you look at it,
a lot of it looks intentional because there's just no way you're gonna tell me. There's just no way you're going to tell me that when we sit down, and not just this situation, but when we look at a multitude of situations, that at one time, all of these things can be going on, and literally every single person down the line just made a split second decision, and this is just what happened. It's no way. It's no way you're going to be able to sit back and get that off with me.
And I was just like, bro, like you were saying. Like I said earlier, like all this shit was taken. Like I said, this, yeah.
It's just You thought shit was sweet. You thought I was the person to get over on. You thought it was going to be cool. And even now, bro, I can't tell you how many people be like, yeah, yo, he don't fuck with us no more. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing because I ain't cut nobody off. I ain't stepped to the side on nobody. I ain't did nobody dirty. I ain't did no snake shit. I ain't did no underhanded shit. I just played my role, and I'm doing what the fuck it is that I'm supposed to be doing. The grapevine will weed itself out after a certain point in time. It's not that I don't fuck with you. The real reality of it is that you don't really fuck with me. You don't really have the best intentions for me. Yeah. Not just in what you're doing with yourself, but just over the scenarios that have happened over time and the choices and the decisions that you've made. Because you don't see me making decisions and moving like that with you. But for some reason, your logic is set up to where it's like, hey, you know, I can do this with this person. I can do that with him. It'll be gravy. It'll be cool. It couldn't be me. And it poses the same question, just like, again, like a lot of the principles and morals that we was talking about in the last episode. Who raised you? I need to know. Who raised you? How do you go about thinking about things in this nature and in this way, and then sit back and expect everything to be rose petals and dandelions and nice cool breeze on a spring afternoon with the blades of grass flowing in the
like
wind.
For me, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say, look, for me, it don't need to be that, because again, like, I don't even be doing like what with me. I think more so is like, what was you thinking about? That's my no. That's like me.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, it don't matter. Like I say, it don't matter. Like, I've been watching like little YouTube documentaries on these Chirac niggas, going a little bit on top of these Chirac niggas, right? And they able to dive into like their personal life. And, like, most of the motherfuckers out there, bro, like they were raised right. You know what I'm saying? But they just a part of their environment. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, I can't ask, so it's like, your way, I get what you're saying. But like, for me, it's more like, what was you thinking of, bro? You know what I'm saying? That's what I think about, like, what do people think when this happened or that happened or this happened or that? That's what I gotta think about. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying?
And what's your thought process and what you put on the pedestal?
Yeah, it's like what were you trying to accomplish? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, was this like that? Were you really trying to come up that way? And you be, you know what I'm saying, you be trying to give people the benefit of the doubt. And I felt bad for people because with me, like, I try to give so many people the benefit of the doubt that I can no longer give people the benefit of the doubt. I gotta take it for what it is. I gotta take it for the face value. I gotta take it for what got done to me or whatever. I gotta take it for that. I can no longer go, oh, well, maybe he ain't me or maybe she ain't me. No, I gotta take it for what it is. Because I realize that I can't keep thinking like, oh, it's me. Like, I can't think everybody think like me. You know what I'm saying? I can't think like that.
Oh, yeah, we passed that. I can't expect me from anybody. It ain't got to be a stranger. I can't continue to expect people to think, act, or choose their decision-making the way that I would with the way that I'm looking at things. But on the same hand, even though I can't expect me from other people, I can still hold you to some
like
level,
doing
some
the right
standard.
Thing. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's human decency, bro. And again, at this point, we passed it. We passed the,
see, ain't nothing
the situation.
Wrong with coming, ain't nothing wrong with coming off the wrong way. But I shouldn't have to chase your ass down and have
I'm saying,
a conversation
right now,
about
we
it.
Passed. You know what I mean? The situation that we came in here saying about. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I see things for what they are. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I'm gonna double back to that situation. It's like I already know me and him gonna have that conversation, and the same thing I'm saying on here, like I'm gonna have to tell him in there, like, you know what I'm saying? This is how I view things. Like this is what I see it as. You know what I'm saying?
And even if you think, and I'm not talking about him, I'm just saying in general, even in certain situations, even if you think that you ain't do nothing wrong, that's cool. Think that you did nothing wrong, but now I know for myself that because you think that you ain't do nothing wrong and this is the way that your mindset is wired, I can't trust you, I can't move around you. Now if that's how you choose to live, I can't tell you how to make decisions, I can't tell you what decisions to make, I can't tell you how to live, but I can again hold you to a certain standard. And if you're not backing up that standard, you're not standing on your word, you're not really being thorough, you're not being solid, it's cool, ain't nothing wrong with that, but you got to get the fuck from around me. On God, you got to get from around me. I'm sorry, because I can't trust, I'm sorry, brother, I can't trust. It be the little shit, you ain't got to do nothing big, but little shit compiles, and that means if you couldn't handle the little shit with the way your mind is wired, when some big shit go down, I can't trust you to make the right choice without my direction, without my input, and if I'm not there and I'm not around, especially if it directly affects me. So the only way to avoid certain situations like that is not even put you in that position. And when times like that come around, you're going to be doing that with somebody else, and you ain't going to be making that decision for me.
Man, so it's just like, nigga, I just reached that point to where, like, niggas is tired. You know what I'm saying? Mentally.
Yeah, bro. I can't answer for other. Like, I can't answer for other niggas, bro. I can't.
Sorry, man. Oh, yeah, that was wrong. Like, I'm saying, like, even some people who, like, and this becomes like a different thing, like, bro, like, if you had come to me or another man and be like, yo, you think I was wrong for that? Bro, you know you wrong then. You know you wrong. You know what I'm saying? And I'm speaking something totally different. Yeah. You know you wrong, man. Let's go. Let's get all this stuff chopped up. You know what I'm saying? Chopped up and done. Let's get this shit squared away, bro. Like, I try to tell niggas, bro, like, man, we only here but for so long. You know what I'm saying? We only here for so long.
We only here but for so long. And I'm not about to spend my fucking, bro, it's only 24 hours in a day. And I'm not about to spend my precious motherfucking time going back over some shit, going back over dumb shit. Going back over shit that we grown, and I shouldn't even have to tell you. I shouldn't even have to ask you the question. I shouldn't have to come to you and ask you, bro, what the fuck was you thinking? I should be able to come back and sit down to you. I should be able to come and sit back down to you and be like, yep, you did that right shit, and keep on moving. I ain't got time to sit back down and backtrack about some shit, just about some shit that you made a decision on where you fucked up, or where you did some shady shit, or where you did something where it was like, damn, bro, you wasn't even thinking about that shit before you fucking did it, bro. That shit kind of grimy. I ain't nobody got no time for them fucking conversations. Mm-hmm. Too much other shit going on. Now, maybe you got time for that shit if you ain't doing nothing and you ain't got nothing else going on. But I know for me and mines, we don't have those conversations.
They don't need, like I said, niggas know right from right, wrong from wrong, bro. Niggas know that. Now, this right now, so we here now. We ain't gonna take no breaks, because at this point, we pretty much had the last of it. Because I want to address this last shit. We had already dressed with this one nigga on that dumbass app shit that we be on with them goofy ass people. Nah, I ain't calling y'all goofy, but like, you know, some goofy ass niggas, I'm saying. So,
I mean, you can keep it a buck.
So, you know what I'm saying? Everyone come here, they think, you know, they fuck with us. So I don't want to tell you. I'm talking about them. Right? Some of them goofy ass niggas I'm doing there. So, I'm gonna say this right. We are too old to be hating on another man. We are also too old for women to be hating on another woman. That shit is weird. It's some of the weirdest shit I have ever fucking seen. Last week, I literally witnessed a grown man tell me he is jealous of me. Mind you, the nigga has never met me. Never met me.
We've never
had a real conversation, one-on-one, or even in a group. We have never had it. This man has also stated, I was jealous of him to a female. Which was a lie, because again, I could care less. Have a lot of shit going on with myself. You get me? I have a lot of shit going on.
That shit was comical.
But the man said that I was jealous of him. Turns out he was jealous of me. Bro, stop this weird shit, bro. Please. Then what made everything even better, we didn't even start the conversation off for him to like, because he ended up apologizing for everything he said about us and towards us. And I even told him, hey, bro, listen, niggas gave you a pass off that first situation, because again, this is an app. I could give two fucks. But what I won't have you sit up here pillow talking. I don't give a fuck on an app, off an app.
And copping, please.
And then copping a plea in front of my face. And me be cool with you. Like, fuck no. Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no fucking way.
Yeah, you saved his
because
ass,
again, I'm gonna say this with you, plea copping ass niggas. Number one, the moment you start copping a plea, you're a bitch because at that point, you are no longer standing on what you sucks. Say. At that point on, you don't because you're copping a plea. Okay, boom. So that's that. Right? Boom, we're done with that. Number two is you can no longer play gangster with them people you copped the plea with. You can't play gangster with them. If I'm you, I want to be around them from copping a plea.
Oh, I'm going to make a phone call. I'm going to call my people. How the hell? What? 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 That was laughable. I was like,
I'm telling you, bro.
They keep know the mom, I was like, he's funny.
I'm ready to go, nigga. If it's my time, it's my time, nigga. Fuck out of here, man.
Go ahead and call the people, bro.
I ain't even gonna say what I'm really gonna say. Police brutality might stop. I'm telling you, we might be waiting that fucking long for the people to come. Stop that shit, bro.
You hear me?
The whole system might change by the time that shit happens. He was hating on us. The girl had already showed me the screenshots. You know. My biggest thing was this, and we're going over again. I think we admitted to this already on here. Wouldn't be surprised if we did. You're going to hear it. I'm going to admit to it. Now, in my situation, there was a thought, and I won't call her, it was a thought that was sucking dick.
Oh yeah, we talked about this.
Now, me and Lev, we couldn't see this girl, but we were able to hear the noises. She's in the dark. Her name was in the dark. We recorded it, sent it to our homeboy. We laughed, he ain't gonna laugh now. He decided to take it upon himself, take it around and play it around. That's on him at that point. That's not on us. Yeah, that's
federal.
We literally never told him to punish him in everybody's law that he did.
Now, and also just for context.
Yeah, we really don't.
Because I really don't give a fuck.
But for the situation to where, like, really please was copped on me.
Open live for anybody to go in there and see anyway. So just because of the fact that you showed it, don't mean shit. This part
was because Please was being copped, and there was a lot of self-snitching going on, and that threw me and Andre under the bus. So at this point, this is like, I think we talked about this before, but it's like talking about it. Whatever kind of like, yes, we did it.
If I was a district attorney, I would have had a field day.
Fucking probation. How
indictment?
Bad.
Fuck probation. Like, indictment.
Because I'm gonna say this right. Say this, y'all. In the whole thing, it's only time. Three people that knew about the video. Me, Andre, and him. She came in with three people in their mouth, name in her mouth. If one clears his name. Kind of self-snitches, dry snitches on the other two. At that point, you're leaving the other two out to dry. That's not covering anybody. That's you covering your ass and your ass only. That's not helping us anyway. So if you hear this nigga, it was dry snitching at its finest. Tell you that now. It was dry snitching at its finest, bro. Like, I'm just going to be blatantly honest with you. It was dry snitching.
I will always hold that near and dear to myself on everything. Like, it's not that I really care, but at the same time, if it was some real shit, oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, like,
he's not coming.
You couldn't.
He's not coming on everything.
And I just want to say, like,
it's not even that serious, bro.
So I'm gonna go back. I'll go back with track. So listen, right?
Thank God, our life wasn't on the line.
He would have been down like a rope around the neck and kick feet.
Like, what the fuck?
Gone.
Like, what the fuck? So anyway,
what I'm saying about this, right? Fuck. But that situation, y'all, he stated, the one who was hating on me stated that I don't respect women, this and that. That's cow. I respect the fuck out of women. What I don't respect is a hoe. I'll never respect a hoe, though. What I mean by that is, if you are out here exposing yourself on a live, that shit on you. So listen, right? So,
and I want to be very clear. Wait, before you keep going, I want to be very clear too, because you know, Pimp Chronicles 101. I'm not judging no woman for what it is that she decides to do with her body, how she decides to show it, where she decides to place it, none of the rest of that. I want to be very transparent about that. But what I do want to be honest with y'all motherfuckers about is about the fact that if you make decisions on what it is that you're going to do on an open platform for everybody to see, guess what?
Yeah,
it
is no longer no privacy. You made the decision.
Let's be real.
So,
I don't give a fuck how you dress it up. I'm plain Jane. You can rock designer, you can rock Fendi and Gucci, but them red bottoms do not take no miles off your vagina, you hoochie. And I'm just keeping it a buck with you. I'm just keeping it a buck with you right now. I gotta keep it real. If that's what you decide to do and somebody has an opinion about it, you can feel how you want to feel, but at the end of the day, you put yourself out there for somebody to have an opinion about it. If you didn't want that, you should have kept it private. It'd be something different if somebody hacked your fucking phone and went through your camera roll and found the shit. That's a completely different story.
That's on you, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, bro, it comes with it. Like, I'm not sitting here about to glorify the fact that you out here getting fucked and sucking dick on an open live platform and then be like, fuck you.
All right, so listen, right?
Fuck you.
So boom. So like I said, the nigga said we respect women, this and that. I'm tell you, right? So the girl who he was like pillow talking with and shit, or whatever you want to call it, texting or whatever. She sent me the DMs. We speaking. She telling me everything he was saying. She like, see what she gonna say, the recordings. Whoa. So I'm like, oh, this shit crazy, boy. This shit like really wild, this shit, boy. So like she begins to telling me, like, she ain't telling me exactly what it was, but like he started being disrespectful to her, man. Spreading out, like calling her private, airing out some or saying some shit back to her that she shared with him in private. And for that, that's when I'm like, okay, I really do got to step in on this, because at this point, bro, I'm not saying this because you disrespected me, but like, bro, why are you disrespecting a woman, bro? At the end of the day, you saying you respect women. This nigga told a girl he was going to put his cigarette out on her forehead. All this shit. And then you disrespecting another girl. Then told Shorty,
when you cry, like, when I hear you cry, it makes me hard. So, boy, you need to be on the FBI watch list. You need to check in right now.
It's like
mega horny.
Then you got domestic violence charge on him. So I'm like, bro, like, come on, you beat women too. So at this rate, I'm kind of looking at it like this, right? I got a nigga who sneak dissing, smiling up in my face, faking like we okay or cool, whatever y'all want to call it. And then behind closed doors, he sneaked us and all this other shit. And this nigga beat women and disrespect women, but told me I don't respect women. You know we had to get at that nigga.
Oh, of course. Nigga talking about something. Yeah, yo, follow me on Snap. I said that is that man absolutely told you, not
look,
gonna happen.
Look.
I said we are not the same, nigga. I'm sorry.
BBK got me on Snap, not no more, bro. You blocked. I don't know what you did, man. You out of here, champ.
BBK got me on Snap. Okay, and this is not monkey see, monkey do, nigga. This fuck is the thing, you talking right? about?
Why would I even want to call you after you been sneak dissing me and shit, bro? Like, why would I even want to speak to you at that point? And then you admit
it.
Like,
to
you
himself. Admit it. And he did it to himself because I kept asking him.
So, bro, at the end of the day, we got to speak about my nigga.
And I kept asking him too. I'm like, bro, if this how you feel, why are you even here?
You jealous of niggas? Why do you come in here? That's weird as fuck. Y'all weird as fuck, bros. But like I said, we ain't gonna keep weird because we can talk about that shit for hours on it. You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, you know, we're not gonna go too crazy on it. But at the same time, bro, like, and I want to be very clear too. This can be a broad subject because even though we're talking about one thing specific, right? You two-faced bitch-ass niggas do go hang around, and I'm talking about niggas around the block. Be hating on a nigga, don't say nothing, talk shit about him, then come around him and be like, yo, what's up, bro? And then be mad later on and be like, damn, bro. Yo, don't even fuck with me like that. I'm not worried about no nigga fucking with me whether you do or not. I don't care. I don't give two flying fucks what you do. You rock with me, you rock with me. If you don't, you don't. Suck my dick. And I'm not about to be cool with this shit because I'm just keeping it a buck. It's nothing personal. I'm just saying, like, I see it in real time, like, and I'm not even talking about just with me. I see other people doing it with other dudes. I'm like, bro, why is y'all acting like little bitches? It's even one nigga you know back in the day, y'all was talking to this one shorty. He tried to roll up on her, tried to call me a clown, thinking that that was going to get him some play. And shorty laughed at this nigga and said, you wouldn't be half of what he is. Get the fuck out of my face. Hey, bro. And it's just funny to me funny to me that a lot of the people that are like this be you self-proclaimed fucking gangsters. They claim y'all so hard and claim that y'all so tough and all the rest of this low-key you hating on a low-key you hating on another man. Bro, if you don't get your life together, nigga, get your shit together. Who raised you?
We need Ray keep standing on your neck, man. We ready to get up out of here, though, man. Okay.
Come on, my nigga. Like, damn. Hating on me. I just woke up, bro. I didn't choose this life.
That's why we gotta tell you, bro. We be chilling and shit, bro. Like, once we get there, like, we there. Like, ain't no cutting that shit back. Ain't no cutting that shit back. No, like, we got that.
Ain't no going back, bro.
We be chilling. I'm just
me. We be chilling every day, bro.
Like, we be like, the fuck is this? Like, we be chilling, nigga. Like, damn, bro. And y'all probably, y'all always got a story and shit. Like, we don't want to have these fucking stories. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to have these stories. We don't want to have these situations.
I really don't.
We don't have another shit, but this shit just be happening. We had to deal with this shit, bro.
I swear, I'd love to just be a boring motherfucker that didn't see nothing. I'd be jealous of hell of nerds and shit who just be reading mangas
and their biggest problem is what the fuck they gonna eat that day. I'd be so jealous of that because I'm like, bro, them niggas got no can of water. Hey, niggas ain't doing nothing. They got it made, bro.
Niggas be mad. I'm here.
Not my fault, bro. I'm sorry. We're gonna get up out of here, though, man. We had to come back in here. I was gonna say, man. Hopefully, I decided to get this website up and running. So that we can do this other shit, man. Universal, man. Y'all niggas crazy too, bro. Y'all niggas still on my neck, bro. Get on my neck, bro. Dang, yo, tell nigga Drake I'm sorry, bro. Shit, bro. This nigga Drake wildin', bro. Hey, yo, Drake, yo, if you been watching, reading, you know, I said watching, reading. If you been listening to my shit, nigga, support my shit, then, nigga. Fuck. Oh, hey, tell the Universal flag my shit, your bitch ass. You still my favorite rapper, though. What? You got any closing arguments, though?
Still a big homie. And you know, honestly, I don't have anything too crazy today. You know, I normally like to close out with the motivation. But what I'll say is this. It's been a ride. Still a journey. Every day is another mile ruck on the journey. You know what I'm saying? And I don't really have anything motivational today. Only thing I can say to y'all is I hope y'all find yourself so you can leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, it's like, no,
that's the only thing I got to say. Leave me alone.
Nothing that other shit. Like, nah, niggas was just like, yeah, we just wanted to come in.
I'm just speaking what's on my mind. It ain't directed to nobody. I'm just saying I really hope y'all learn to just be yourselves and stop giving a fuck what everybody else think. Put your phone down. Stop trying to impress people. Just learn to love yourself. Learn to find out what your purpose is, what your hobbies are, what you love to do, and just be unapologetically you. Stop giving a fuck about what everybody fucking think. And most importantly, I'm gonna say it one more time, bro. Stop mad at me for existing. Leave me alone.
All right, man. Listen.
Leave me alone. I don't care.
Well, listen up, man. We got everything we have to get out.
No motivation.